Repeat, there is no on-site registration. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, sirs, ma'ams, instructors, students, masters of Songam Taekwondo. This is the ATA Nation podcast, and I am Senior Master Zach Hayden. This is going to be a quick episode of the podcast, really talking all about the end of tournament season information that you need to know, because we want to make sure that people get all the information and there's a quick turnaround time. So I know many of you who will listen to the podcast are big tournament goers, and we want to make sure that you understand what's going on as we've wrapped up the tournament season. So as of today, which is May 3rd, the preliminary, I can't ever say that word right, final points are up. Now, this does not mean these are the final points. So for state champion, you cannot say that you should not say that you're a state champion at this time, because these are not finalized yet. Okay. Students have just a couple of days, just until midnight on May 7th. To have the point correction email sent to ATA. Those need to be at tournaments@ataonline.com. They need to be in by 11:59 on May 7th. Okay, so if you're looking at your points from the end of the season and you think, hey, something was messed up, you do not have the traditional 30 days from these last couple of tournaments to report that. You have to do it by May 7th at midnight. That email, it's got to be by email. Has to be in to tournaments@ataonline.com by then. Okay, so these are in. They're working very hard right now to get those all on, all those corrections, anything that people are seeing. So make sure that you get those submitted right away. Because they'll finalize that information then, and May 11th is when districts' registration should open. Okay. That's when they are scheduled to be opened, and they will only have that open for about 6 days. Okay, so you need to register right away. Get it done. Okay, because as we said in the intro, there are absolutely no on-site registration for district championships. Okay, so if you don't register online at ataezsignup.com when the district's registration opens, you will not be permitted to compete at districts. I had the very unfortunate job of having that discussion with a number of individuals who came to district championships in Fort Wayne from Ohio, from other states, and had not pre-registered. They had not registered on ATA Easy Signup, and we could not allow them to compete. You cannot compete if you are not registered online during the open registration times. So you have to be qualified for district championships, which means that you're in the top 10 for your state when those are finalized. And then you have to register online at ataezsignup.com. When you do that, please make sure that you are choosing the correct event. We had some people last year at our district who actually had signed up for the Tournament of Champions and World Championships instead of districts. They thought they had registered for districts when instead they had registered for something different. So please be aware of that. District championships registration. Now, it's important that your teams have to be signed up as well. Your team coach should have got an email. They need to submit their final rosters. All that information needs to be done. So if you're on a team, you might mention to your coach, be like, hey, I just want to make sure you get us registered for districts. A competitor has to be a camouflage belt or higher to compete at districts. Okay. So the system will actually let you register if you are not a camouflage belt, because registration opens before the deadline to become a camouflage belt. So you have to be a camouflage belt by May 15th to compete at districts. But registration opens on May 11th, so they can't say, hey, you can't register, because you might still be a camouflage belt by then. But if you show up to districts and you're still a yellow belt, you will not be able to compete. All right, so just very important to make sure that you get that done. Again, did I mention there's no on-site registration? Because districts has no on-site registration. There is no on-site registration for districts. Okay, just checking. So the district championships registration will close on May 17th, right? And that will close at noon Central Time. Okay, here's the thing, guys. Don't wait until May 17th to register. Okay, it's just a bad idea. Be smart. As soon as it opens, get registered. Okay, it's just going to make everybody's lives much, much easier. Okay, if you just get that registered early. And do us all a favor, help the other people in your school, like people who maybe it's their first time being qualified for districts. Help your instructors notify these people. A lot of schools have a lot of individuals that are qualified for districts, and we want to help each other out and make sure they know the information, help get them registered, talk to them, so no one misses out. Okay, we don't want anybody to miss out on the opportunity to be at districts by not registering or not getting something done they need to get done. So help everybody out in that way. That would be great. So there's no guarantees that they will open registration again. So sometimes people are like, hey, they open it again. Okay. Do not count on that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay. Get registered. Okay. So that's for state and district. So state champion, points, you need to get, double check them. You know, any things that you think might be incorrect, you need to make sure that is submitted by May 7th. To tournaments at ataonline.com. Your ATA membership needs to be updated. Make sure that's done. And then obviously the 11th of May is when districts registrations will open. It will only be open until May 17th. Make sure you get registered right away. That is going to be at ataezsignup.com. Super easy. Make sure you know you take care of all that wonderful stuff. It's important to make sure ATA Easy Signup has your name and everything done correctly, because that's how they'll print your certificates, things like that. So just make sure that's all taken care of. It matches your profile on ATAMartialArts.com, okay? So double check that. Okay, then districts. Okay, districts are rolling June 2nd. The North District, the Northwest District, the Southwest District, the Mid-America District, and the Rockies District all have their district championships on the 2nd or 3rd. And then the 9th and 10th, the Northeast District, the Southeast District, the Midwest District all have their events. And then June 18th, 19th, the South District has their event. Okay, so that's all that wonderful stuff. Okay? Did I mention no on-site registration? There's no on-site registration. So just, you know, double check that. Because like I said, I had to be the guy who told people they could not compete. They came, they were ready to go. So make sure you know that. Now, when we're talking about end of tournament season material, we also want to remember that World Championships is coming up, and World Championships is actually two events. Okay. We talked about this in an episode a couple weeks ago. It's the end of the tournament season, which is the Tournament of Champions, and then the beginning of the new season, which is the, big triple point, AAA, tournament. So if you qualify for the Tournament of Champions, so if you're in the top 10 for the world, okay, or the U.S., I guess, I don't know exactly how it's called these days, or you end up winning district champion, you will want to register. You will have to register online for the Tournament of Champions, okay? Again, you'll want to make sure you pay close attention. None of that stuff is out yet because we've got to wait. District's got to get taken care of. We've got to finalize all the points, all that kind of stuff. But stay tuned if you are planning on qualifying by being in the top 10 or being – and that's the national top 10, not your state top 10. Or if you win districts – and of course, you have to be a black belt to be part of the Tournament of Champions. Just make sure you're paying attention to ATA's social media, things like that, because you need to make sure that you register appropriately. Okay? Sometimes people register for the new season tournament, the new triple, you know, the triple points tournament, the new start of the season, thinking they signed up for the Tournament of Champions. Again, I don't know why I had such bad luck, but last year I had to also break that news to a couple of individuals who wanted to compete for world champion. So just make sure you understand what's going on. Pay close attention. Talk to your instructor. We want everybody to, you know, get the opportunity to finish out the year strong. Okay, so I wanted to do this kind of this PSA on end of tournament season stuff, just to make sure we get that information out in lots of different ways for you guys. If you have questions, make sure you talk to your instructor, of course. And then we've got another, I've got a cool interview with a non-ATA person with a training thing coming up soon. And then we're hitting the summertime, June, July. We get a little sporadic with the podcast just because of districts and world championships and training and all that kind of stuff that goes over the summertime. So if you don't hear from us every week, it's because of that. But we will be back. Make sure you're subscribed. And until next time, get that out there and take action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Hey guys, one more thing. There's no on-site registration, okay? Districts, no on-site registration. Thanks.